This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed has been waiting for you to enjoy whenever you're ready. Just like the new Slender Blend Up from Boost Juice. Lighten the load. With less than 225 calories and 20 grams of protein, they're at Boost Juice now.
Hello, podcast.
Hello, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
So, lots on today and the Bachelorette. Jared and Lorena.
He's a bachelorette. Yep. Yeah, Bachelor in Paradise is starting this Sunday night, guys. And I'll be honest, I'm exhausted from Married at First Sight and I didn't even watch it.
It's too soon almost, isn't it?
Well, I think that's what Channel 10 wanted. They've got to bank in on this lust for dating.
Roll straight in.
We love love in this country, don't we? Or we love the demise of love.
Yeah, that's what it is. We love poor attempts at love.
Yeah, true.
And also, don't forget you being unreasonable, Em, about making your husband make the bed. I think you did well there. You got 70% of the calls.
I think it's a warning on today's show that there's a few weird things from me. I realise the bed stuff, the microchipping the children, the porn star teacher.
You had a win.
I think that worked out okay for you.
You had two wins.
Yep. I just feel like I've attracted my own kind to this radio show, though. Like, I just think
that's what you want.
I think a lot of our listeners are like me.
That's what you want.
Okay.
And the maths teacher who was a porn star.
Don't watch the videos.
No.
Unless you're into it, which is great. But we did some research on his very aggressive.
What did you see, Grant?
A lot. Too much.
No, what was the movie?
Soldier's Return.
Soldier's Return, which is an epic love movie. Full of romance and
will not leave me
and happy endings.
Enjoy the podcast.
Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Now showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for star time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Tell me where the freaks
at. 2 minutes past six because
yeah,
it's Friday.
Timmy Trumpet's here, guys.
Timmy Trumpet.
It's the only let it play so he gets some money. We've got to pay him. Otherwise, I don't know what Timmy Trumpet's up to.
Poor Timmy.
He'll be on Ibiza.
Yeah, you'd hope so. I've never been to Ibiza.
Ibiza.
Grant?
I'm going to go for my 40th,
Ibiza.
Guys.
Ibiza.
You would have been.
Party man.
Yeah. You've been, haven't you?
No, I've never been.
I'm going to go for my 40th. I'm going to have a destination 40th.
Wow.
I'm afraid it's the kind of venue that you just never come out of.
Amazing.
State of mind. Ibiza's a state of mind.
Is it?
I don't know.
My state of mind's like Russia, Siberia, 1942. That's where I am.
Windswept.
Yeah. Just desolate.
How do you...
No form of life. Cold.
It's not the soldiers that beat you. It's the...
Snow. Weather.
Yep. Well done.
Vodka.
Weather, you got it.
Bullets.
Okay.
Yeah.
Big show today, guys.
Monstress, you eat toast, I'll talk. Oh, Bachelor in Paradise, Lorena and Jared, they're going to be joining us in the studio today. They missed out on love, so they're back looking for more of it.
No, I can't emotionally commit.
Well, maybe that's their problem.
I don't want to emotionally commit to another show.
Just have them in and see if they can sway you.
She dirty street pie.
Well, Harry's Cafe de Wheels, we know it as.
Amazing.
And would you microchip your child?
Yes.
That's quick.
Pink tickets are available before 6:30 today.
Great. Oh, God, this music's really getting to me.
Yeah, this is stunning.
I'm about to take my top off.
Yeah, get into it.
Oh, God, guys, I've lost my mind.
Now, Kim, get in here.
Kim.
Seriously.
Kim, you cannot drop our executive producer, Kim Krosnick.
Yeah, get in here.
Get in here.
Put your headphones on.
So we were just watching, there's an Australian on trial for drugs offences in Bali.
Yeah.
I'm like, how many Australians are in jail in Bali? They're like, is Scott Rush still in jail, the young kid from Bali 9? And then Kim, what did you say?
I said, yeah, because I wrote to his parents about 8 years ago because I was going to Bali and I thought I'd just...
Just on a holiday?
Yeah.
Not to go to the jail?
No.
Just... On holiday.
I just thought he was the youngest of the Bali Nine, and I felt really sorry for him.
Yeah,
so I just wrote to the parents and asked them if they wanted me to go and see him to drop anything off.
like a postal service.
Very nice. No, just helping out.
But what did you think? What did you think was going to happen?
I don't know. They might have said yes. I don't know.
And what did you think they were going to want in this Balinese
jail?
Okay,
wait. He's Scott.
Yeah,
okay?
I'm Scott.
but Ed I'm is Scott. Scott. He's here sitting in jail and Kimmy turns up.
No, I just say, hi, Scott. Hi, Scott. How are you going?
How am I going? Terribly.
Yeah. I know, but I've just got a package here.
You've brought a package into a jail. Yeah. Are you a friend of my parents?
Do I know you?
No, I just...
I'm Scott too.
No, I've just read the stories and I feel really sorry for you, so I just thought I'd bring this to...
But
to
why?
What have you got in here? What is it?
Vegemite, Tim Tams, caramello koalas.
Why?
Just to remind him... that you might miss.
Yeah, remind him what he's missing out on back home.
Thank you.
But I still don't get who you are.
Yeah, why are you
just an Aussie person who cares.
Why do you care?
An Aussie person.
I'm a stranger. I'm a drug trafficker. Why do you care?
Because I think you made the wrong decision and you were very young.
Are you in love with me?
No.
You could have brought me a hacksaw.
Are you trying to start a jail romance?
What are you doing later?
Here's your package, Scott.
I got a package. To you.
He means his penis.
And I wish you all the best.
Bye. Where are you going?
Enjoy my holiday.
Oh, don't rub it in. Man, you can go
on to the resort now, Scott. Enjoy your life behind bars.
I got a massage booked at 4.
You are so cute and bizarre. I don't even know what to do with my life.
Wonderful.
I just she just drops it as she's walking out. Yeah, oh, gosh, I rang the road to his parents and offered to go visit him. Okay, go. Let's get ready for What's the Superior.
I thought it was like a radio thing that you were trying to get a hold of him for
an
interview.
See, this was just out of the kindness of your heart.
Yes.
Glad you're a nice person.
You are.
I mean, it didn't end up happening because his parents wrote back and...
It's so weird they said no. I just can't imagine why.
No, they didn't say no. Okay. I mean, it was 8 years ago. Mm. They sort of... Oh, you had to jump too many hoops.
Oh,
I had to...
Ooh,
it was a list. And,
ooh, hard.
So I was like, no, it wasn't what I was thinking. I was just going to go past on the motorbike.
Were you going to bake him a cake with a file inside it or something useful?
Nothing like that.
Nice. That is so weird.
You're going to be hard to beat today. You might win What's the Superior.
We'll do that. Why don't we do the calls and the setup in the one break after this?
Yeah, let's do it next.
Guys, get your drunk stories ready. Hashtag my best drunk story. $300 to spend at some steak place. Looks amazing.
It is such a yummy steak place in Double Bay.
Mr. G's,
yeah. For the authentic New York steak right in the heart of Sydney. Yeah, actually, 13 10 60. If you've ever had one too many.
Yeah. No, but sometimes the funny things happen because a guy got the word Brad tattooed under his armpit so that the word Brad would be near the word pit.
Yeah,
he's got Brad. He went out, he had a big night, he got Brad. He went, he was like, why did I get Brad? And his mates were like, because you said you wanted Brad Pitt under your arm. So there's his drunk story. Yeah. Not as good as Kim's.
No, Kim's going to be hard to beat today.
But call now and we'll do that next.
Yeah.
Ding, ding, ding. What's the superior thing we're talking about now?
Yes, a young, you sent me this yesterday, Em. A bloke who wanted got himself a Brad Pitt tattoo, the word Brad tattooed in his armpit.
Didn't get the word pit, just had the armpit next to it.
Funny.
And there's a whole hashtag rocking around, hashtag my drunk story. Mm-hmm. And we thought that would be a funny thing to do today. It's not funny to binge and overindulge, drink responsibly, but sometimes in this country... In lots of countries, one too many raspberries.
Things happen.
I had an operation and thought I'd mix a little bit of white wine with my endone, which I don't recommend.
Ew.
And then thought I should definitely go to my daughter's netball match.
Sure.
I don't remember much of this particular Thursday night, but I was told I was coaching from the side, basically just echoing everything her coach said, but a bit louder with some air punching.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, oh, no, Cella was wrapped. She was great. But, and then when she's like, they took Cella off for a quarter because she's in mid-quarter, I'm like, why are you taking the best player off?
Yeah, the best player. God.
She actually is. I'm not allowed to talk about netball shit.
I know, I was going to say that the last time.
Yeah, I'm...
Well,
131060, hashtag my drunk story, what do you got? Grant, have you ever...
Hey, are you talking to me?
You've never done anything whilst under the influence that was funny or regrettable.
Mate, I lived 10 years on the road.
Yeah, tell me. Give me a story.
I'll throw my wife under the bus first.
Oh!
we were at Hamilton Island and she accidentally drank the tip jar at the bar. At the bar. You know how you got the tip jar in there that has liquid in it? And it was blue.
She drank the tip jar. Oh my God, Jesse, that's next level.
What a champion. Was her drink next to it?
Yeah, it was like a similar colour, but it was sitting over the other side and she's chatting away and I watched her pick her up and I didn't say anything. I always to pick up. She like she never broke eye contact with my eyes, and I watched her sip on it. She took it down, and he did this. No, what is that?
What a champion!
I love that.
It was a third sip.
Oh yeah. My god! You don't drink.
No,
well, there's a reason you don't drink.
That's right.
So what's the story?
No, there's a few, but let's talk to Belinda.
Oh, come on.
Let's have Belinda.
You'd have a story.
Yeah, I think so. I'd have to think about it. Some time ago.
Was there a tipping point? Like, was there a specific thing that happened?
There was a few all at once. There was a few all at once.
I just feel like Grant and I come in every day and we share our lives.
Yeah, okay.
And you sit all cagey with your top button done up, directing traffic. What do you got?
I don't do that. I'd have to think. Honestly, I'd have to think. I'd have to think about it.
I don't believe you because you have a boring story for everything at the tip of your fingers.
So did you go, okay, there's a few incidences that are adding up here. Or did someone go, hey, mate, you might need to pull it in just a touch?
No, a few incidents all at once. A few incidents all at once. I was at the Gold Coast Big Day Out.
Oh, there's a sentence.
And I'd had a fake tan. And it had got so hot that I looked like one of those, you know, those patchy cows because it had all run.
Why did you get a fake tan?
Because the night before we'd gone out, we thought it would be funny to get a fake tan and then go. So I was staying. I hadn't been to bed.
Okay.
And I went straight from out on the Gold Coast to the Gold Coast Big Day Out.
Yep.
And I sort of didn't realize I had a fake tan until I kept tasting this weird thing in my drink. And then I went and saw myself in a mirror and I didn't look too crash hot. Mm. And I decided I needed to somehow have a shower in the middle of the Big Day Out on the Gold Coast. My friends convinced me that if we sort of doused me in sort of UDL.
Amazing.
Because their logic was water is not going to be strong enough.
Nah, alcohol, way better.
Yeah, and then so just try and imagine that you're covered in UDL and you're baking in the Gold Coast sun.
What a time.
I was consuming alcohol through my skin and then pushing it back out.
Amazing.
It was like an ozone layer of alcohol.
Belinda and Sanctuary Point on 131060, what's your drunk story? Not that we're condoning it, I think it's funny, but sometimes it is.
It was my daughter's 5th birthday party, and as really is anything after 6 o'clock is adult time.
Yeah.
And 15 tequilas later, I was actually slashing my neighbours.
Slashing at your neighbours what?
Flashing.
Flashing,
Oh,
my God.
And I don't remember until they told me later. Apparently, there's video evidence of that night as well.
Belinda.
There's something about kids' birthday parties that lulls you into that false sense of, I'll just have a couple because there's kids around. And all of a sudden,
it's during the day.
All of a sudden, it just gets hectic.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been there. Belinda, you get a steak dinner.
Mr. G's Double Bay, most authentic New York steakhouse. $300 to spend there, please, Belinda.
Thank you.
You go and flash them, they'd love it.
Kimmy's going to Bali for 4 days soon, and she's actually just threatened to go visit Scott in the jail again. Oh, my God, she's looking it up. Oh, my God, she's got his website up. Oh, he has a website? What? Mm-hmm. How do you get a website in a Balinese jail?
I'd say you've got some time to work on
maybe
it.
Maybe he can work on mine. Terrific.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Time for this.
Am I being a reasonable? Good morning, Sydney.
Good morning.
Am I being unreasonable? On 131060, I'd love your input if you agree with me. If you don't, shut up. Joking. Jokes, guys, I'm having a laugh. Guys, Grant and Ed.
Yes.
I have asked my husband to do a particular chore for me every day that I am physically incapable of doing because I'm not there.
That sounds pretty sexual, just quietly. Mm-hmm. No, just me?
No, I wish it could be.
All right, great.
All right. Ed likes that. All right. It just became Matthew McConaughey. So I said to him, I don't like getting home at midday to an unmade bed. I get home before everyone else. On the occasions when my bed's made, usually when my housekeeper has been, I walk in and I just feel like I can accomplish anything. It's like the equivalent of Toto's Africa. Mm. So when I walk into my bedroom and the bed's made, I'm like, my life is organized. The day is before me. I don't have to waste it on menial chores. So then oftentimes when Gail, my housekeeper, doesn't come, that bed's just like a schmozzle. Mm. And I said to Scott, I said, do you think, doll, when you get up in the morning, can you just make the bed, please? Can you please just make the bed for me? He does nothing else around the house. Cleans his bike a lot. Mm-hmm. Thank God. That really helps out the family.
Thank goodness.
And he looks at me and he goes, what's the point?
Yeah.
I go, what? He said to me, what is the point? You're just going to hop straight back in it. Why do we have to make it? And why do we need 10 cushions on the bed?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, first of all, how dare you? Obviously, throw cushions are very important.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't think I'm being unreasonable in asking him to make the bed every day. Just pull the covers up and put the 10 throw cushions following the instructions I've left on this Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And I just don't think I'm – and can I tell you, before you tell me I'm wrong,
okay,
I have a precious time to speak and I'm going to get it out.
Sure.
I can tell you that the American National Sleep Foundation said that people sleep better and longer if their bedrooms are clean, and also – if you make your bed every day, it encourages you to be more productive throughout the day. So you're starting off on a positive note.
Because
mm-hmm. you've completed a task.
Yes.
Looks ordered.
And you encourage yourself to go, hey, you're not a loser.
Yep.
You can make a bed, doll. You can do anything. Mm. But nah, Scott won't do it. It's like we're in a war now. I got home yesterday. Only his side of the bed was pulled up and 10 cushions were piled on mine.
That's a message. That's a flat out.
That's a message back to you is what that is.
So 13, 10, 60, am I being unreasonable in asking my husband to make the bed every day? Ed.
Well, Grant, are you a bed maker?
Look, I understand like a cluttered house, cluttered mind. I reckon that theory
yes.
is right. Does
yes, Grant.
Does mess give you anxiety?
Oh, my God, yes.
Okay, so he
so
needs
I
to
have
recognize.
I a housekeeper, a cleaner, and myself.
Yeah.
This is a condition, you know, that he's got to work with. Look, I share his opinion on pillows because at the moment we have so many pillows on our bed that when it's time to go to bed, it obviously takes me 15 minutes to prepare the bed to climb in it. And then we end up having this stack of pillows that is so high, it's literally almost at the roof that the kids tend to run in and just use it like a block of Jenga and then just knock it over.
So, okay. Am I being unreasonable?
No, I don't think you are.
Thank you, Grant Denyer.
13, 10, 60. Is Em being unreasonable? She's demanding her husband make the bed.
I asked in a direct manner.
But he's she's asked her husband in a direct manner to make the bed and he won't do it. He just will.
He said, what's the point?
Okay. Is Em being unreasonable? Let's go straight away, Jess. Jess is an Em more. Jess, is Em being unreasonable?
Absolutely not. She's not being unreasonable.
Thank you, Jessie. Thank you. Why's that?
Because I have this same argument with my partner every morning. I get up to go to work at 5:30, so he gets to sleep in for an extra 2 hours. He's got plenty of time, in my opinion, to make the bed. I don't even have 10 throw pillows like you do. I've only got 4.
Only 4? Oh, Joel, I'm 10 years older than you, though. You can work up to 10.
But he's just saying, he just pull up the doona, throw a few furs on.
Right.
Like, I've got a little throw blanket.
Right.
You pull it in half.
Yes.
It's nice and easy. And
yes.
when I come home in the afternoon, because our bedroom is the first thing I see, it's the first door on my right-hand side. When
yes.
I walk and I see it made, I feel so happy.
Yes.
He knows
yes.
as well. Every time he makes it, I'm like, thank you for making the bed. You know how much it means to me. And, like,
100%.
He feels guilty when he doesn't. So he okay. should. He knows he should do it.
Thank you, Jessie. Oh, my God. I just want to fire up also. If you have a husband that leaves piles, he won't clean. He just makes piles next to the bed. There's just piles of crap on his side of the bed. I'm like, can you put them away? And then he just rakes them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he rakes them into... Why do men pile shit?
Because we know where it is. I might need that. I might need that jumper in an hour or a day or 2 days. At 13, 10, 60, is Em being unreasonable? She desperately wants her husband to make...
Just make the bed.
The bed.
Or make it around, you dickhead.
We're right in the middle of Am I Being Unreasonable? Em, you want your husband to make the bed.
Yeah, for the simple matter, I would do it, but I get up at 4 and he gets up at 7.
Mm-hmm.
3 more hours sleep, by the way. And I just want him to make it so that when I get home, I feel like my life's organised. And that's all it takes for me. A smooth cover you could bounce a 10-cent piece off.
Belinda, is Em being unreasonable?
I absolutely do not think you are being unreasonable. I have the same argument in my house. To the point where I've enlisted my 4-year-old to tell his father that he makes his bed better than his father does in attempt to convince him to do it.
What is it? What is it for you, Belinda, about a made bed? Because I'll be honest, I could not care less.
You don't even feel untidy and like you need a shower if your bed's all disheveled?
No, because I just think there's other things to worry about. But Belinda, your thoughts?
I feel like I'm with Em, it makes my life feel in order, and it feels like it's something that I can tick off the to-do list, that it's done, and it's a room that I can leave alone for the rest of the day.
Okay.
But like my other thing is he needs to close the cupboard doors, because the same thing, I can't see the clothes in the cupboard or I feel like everything's a mess.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a pattern here, isn't there? There's a pattern. A lot of people are saying the same thing.
What?
It's about order.
It is.
It's about ticking things off lists.
And it does. It just makes me feel a bit lighter.
It feels like you can go into the day and attack it with confidence.
100%.
Now, Steve from Chester Hill, is Em being unreasonable?
Hi, Steve.
Hello. Look, guys, I love the show and I love you, Em, but Scott is 100% correct. You are being unreasonable.
Why,
now, look,
Steve?
I've got a prime fact for you.
Okay.
If you were to spend 5 to 10 minutes each day making your bed over the course of your life, that's about a year and a half to 2 years of your life. Wow. You're going to spend making your bed rather than, I don't know, say sleeping in with people.
That's it.
Wow. Wow. Good call, Steve.
Steve, did you do the maths or are you guessing?
No. This is a fact that I'm passionate about with my wife. And she agrees with me.
Okay, so...
Our house is spotless. It's just the bed that's not made.
So you can better use that time, Steve.
Hang on a minute. If your house is spotless, imagine all the time you could save not perfectly cleaning the rest of the house and just spend the 2 minutes on your room. You'd actually live longer. So there's my fact.
Room's upstairs, hidden away from the rest of the house. Doesn't matter.
Steve makes a good point.
Does he?
What else could you be doing with that time? What else could your husband be doing? Something wonderful for the family.
Does the location of the bedroom make a difference? Because if you have to continually walk past the bedroom, you're being reminded that it's a mess. But if it is tucked away, it's different.
You know what he's doing?
What's he doing?
You know what he's doing? If he spent not 25 minutes on the toilet going through Instagram and maybe just 18 minutes on the toilet with his phone, because if he picks his phone up to go to the dunny, then that's a sesh. And I'll say to him, can you not have a session now? Can you leave your phone out of the dunny?
How weird.
If you take the phone to the dunny, that guy's gone for two decades, I was going to say.
Two decades.
But, yeah, maybe, you know, just cut out 4 minutes of your poo time to make my bed.
That does seem like a fair trade. 25 minutes in the bathroom.
My husband is the first to admit how slow he is in the morning. It takes him, he has to give himself an hour and a half run up.
What?
Wow. Yeah. He'll admit that. He'll admit that 1,000 times over.
All right, Dylan gets a final word here. Dylan, is Em being unreasonable?
Good morning. No, I don't think Em's been unreasonable. There is nothing better than getting into a freshly made bed.
But
however,
there's
been studies that it's beneficial to allow your sheets to get natural sunlight to kill off all the microorganisms that you've been festering throughout the night.
I change my sheets a lot. Can I give you a fact?
Every day?
No, not every day. Can I give you a fact before you give me yours?
Please.
Do you know that fresh sheets is an aphrodisiac? So, gents,
if you
want to get some more action, clean sheets,
no way.
Aphrodisiac, 100%.
Is that why they had to put ropes around Sleep City with all the beds? Thank you, everybody. 70% say Em is being... reasonable.
Sucked
you've
in, Scotty.
You've had a win today. Everyone we spoke to gets movie tickets.
I'm not going to get home to a made bed, let's be honest.
To win yourself tickets to Frontier Comedy and Today FM present Em Ricciano's sold out The Evil Queen Tour. This is the only way you're going to get yourself tickets. And Em, a personal favourite of yours today...
This artist is my favourite singer and, oh, my God, I... love him so much. Elise, hello.
Good morning, guys.
Do you have any idea as to who this artist may be?
No, none.
All right, you know
don't deserve to come to my show. Let's move on to Roberta. No, I'm joking. All right, Elise, this is it. Get ready. We're going to play it for you. Just sing the next line when the music stops. Here we go.
Believe in we can make it better.
Yes, he was.
Too easy. Too easy.
But I'm not happy with the way you did better. Sing it again, because you know what he does on that word. Do it again.
Believe in we can make it better.
Sorry, you don't get to
take it. I can't do that, guys.
Nah, you're
I'm
off.
A bit of a spaz. Yeah.
I love that. You're coming along to see me and my giant self-inflating 3-meter penis at the State Theatre. I'll see you then.
Thanks, Em.
No worries.
Well done. Oh, that was way too easy.
I can't believe she got that first crack. Well done.
I can. But it's like no one else here kind of knew it. It could be either two or one. It's similar.
All right. Well, it's very happy for Elise. Congratulations. Speaking of giant inflatable penises, Lorena and Jared from Bachelor in Paradise are coming in.
That's awkward. They've just walked in. They are literally outside and heard you say that.
Good luck explaining that.
This Sunday night on Channel 10, The Bachelor in Paradise debuts. And, well, they didn't find love their first time around on The Bachelor and The Bachelorette respectively, so they're back in paradise to have another swing. Good morning, Lorena and Jared. Good to have you both with us. Em, would you like context grabs to remind folks?
Yes, just so I can remember who the two of you were, you know, just remind me. I know someone cried a lot and someone had an issue with pies.
Correct. Let's go with Lorena first.
Okay.
Street pie.
Yeah.
Everybody else kind of gets like Ferraris and super yachts and private jets and you get a dirty street pie.
Yeah.
Referring to Harry's Cafe de Wheels. And then, of course, Jared was down to the final two with Soph. And then this happened.
So sorry.
Sorry. Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. Now you got me tearing up.
Oh, sorry. Yeah.
Dear, Jared. That's terrible.
Savage.
Oh,
Joel. Okay. I remember you now. Let's have a little chat, Joel. Jared, obviously I've just finished an exhausting journey with Married at First Sight. So why the hell am I emotionally investing in Bachelor in Paradise? Can you please explain to me who's giving out the roses? I don't get it.
Okay, so for starters, Bachelor in Paradise, the people that are on the show, they all turn a lot of corners. So for those people you think are too loud, are the complete opposite to what they are on the show.
Okay.
Those people that are dicks on the Bachelorette.
Yeah.
Can we say that word?
Yeah,
Chris, of course. You can say Bachelorette.
Are still dicks.
Okay, great. But you still haven't explained to me who gives out the roses.
So what happens is week by week basis, you've got 10 girls, 10 guys.
Right.
And
is it a free-for-all?
We take it in turns. So 1 week will be the girl. They'll have the power of the rose.
Oh, the power of the rose.
Now, the issue is, though, with the girls, they're a pack. So if one guy annoys the one girl, then all the girls decide you're out.
Great.
Yeah.
Lorena, is that what happened?
Pretty much, yeah.
But then when it comes to the guys having the power, which only lasts about 2 days, the guys kind of fight over the one girl when you've got 9 other girls standing over there. So it's very confusing.
Yeah.
Takes a while to catch up on what's actually happening.
Okay.
Yeah, it's a big juggling pot, melting pot of flirting, really.
It's like throwing your keys in a bowl. And
yeah.
But how long did it take for True Colours to show? Like, Lorena, like, you all have been polite, circling each other, sniffing each other's bums.
I think it's probably halfway through when people realise, I think this is it. There's not really too much more talent walking through the door, so you better sort of settle.
Yeah, exactly. I'm stuck on this island. I better find something to do. Wow. Okay, great. So, Jared, you obviously came across as a bit, like, of a unit. Have you attempted to correct that? Is this your redemption story?
So far that's what people have been whispering in my ear. So
you
yes.
haven't fought anyone, not a lot of crying, you haven't been acting like Glenn Close in Fatal Attraction.
No, I think I did pretty well, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
We were stuck on an island together, so nobody could really run.
Right. So that's pretty much your ultimate scenario, isn't it?
Yeah. I know Sam was a bit concerned about when he saw me, he's like, oh shit, Jared.
Yeah, 100%.
Be ready for that.
Yeah.
But I think that, you guys will see another side, another relaxed version of me, which I'm ready for.
Lorena, when were you on The Bachelor? How many years ago was that?
That was nearly 4 years ago now.
And you've been single since that till now?
No, I've had a few relationships. I've had 2 short relationships, 1 a year and 1 6 months.
Lorena's also on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. With Fev on Fev's year.
Oh, in the Fev year.
Yeah.
Hang on, a year is, that's not short, is it, for a relationship?
No, I guess not. It's not really a long-term one, though.
Why'd you go back into a situation like this?
It just seemed like too much fun to turn down.
Yeah,
this seems like a fun one.
I don't think there's anything
a lot of fun
about being trapped on an island with a whole bunch of people
It's kind of like having the best of the best. It's like the Top Gun school for dating, if you like. But is it a chance? Because it's really hard for you to shake this dirty street pie thing. So is it a chance for you to kind of reset people's opinion of you, if you like?
I don't don't think that that needs any redemption.
Nah, I mean, it's amazing.
You don't take a girl out on her birthday in her birthday dress for a pie.
I agree.
You know, anyone with any bloody decorum knows.
Oh, yes. I bloody agree.
Finally.
Lorena.
It's good to see you
are
let
you
it go.
Are you this season's villain? Please tell me you are, because I will support you 100%. Are you?
I don't know. You know?
You do
I
say!
I don't.
Well, you can either.
No, if I am, not intentionally.
Well, Kira? Kira's been villaining.
Oh, Kira.
I honestly, I didn't know what to expect from Kira, but she's awesome. We hit it off immediately.
Jared stopped blinking when we said Kira's name. What's going on, mate? What's going on? There's rumours that you and Kira are on. There were pictures of you guys cavoodling and canoodling in sand.
In sand?
Yeah, what's happening?
Well, there's a lot of sand in Fiji.
Yeah, and?
Yeah, I have no idea who leaked
sand
those
in
photos.
Your pants.
There's also a few photos of Ellie and I.
All right,
possibly
mate.
Simone, so yes. Who knows?
Jeez, settle.
You got around.
Okay, all right, mate. Well, all right.
This Sunday night, Channel 10, 7:30, it is The Bachelor in Paradise.
Oh, Polo's there, Ed, your favourite, the magician.
Oh, he puts you to sleep.
Remember how much we loved Apollo? I'm just looking at all these other names.
Florence. I'm all about Florence.
Who's
the
Florence?
The Dutch girl. Oh.
Yeah, Florence.
More
she gets a little feisty.
Feisty.
Really? Dutch the Dutch are quite nude too.
I think the Dutch are quite as a people.
13, 10, 60. Do you know a nude Dutch person?
I mean, they all get nude at some time in the day, but I don't know if that's their resting state.
No, they wake up and shower in the nude in the ocean.
So do I. I mean, not the ocean, but I shower nude, guys. Bachelor in Paradise this Sunday. I'll give you one episode, and I'll see if you can get me, because I'm exhausted from Married at First Sight. I'm not going to lie. But everyone's looking for you guys to fill the gap. Everyone's, what are we going to do? And Kimmy was at Pilates, our producer, and they're like, oh, we're going to be watching Bachelor in Paradise. So
good luck. Well, can we ask you to give us two or three eps, because the important people aren't in until a little bit
later. Oh, when do you guys come in?
Good heads up. It's a good heads up.
Okay.
So if you don't like the first one, keep watching. Hang in there.
Thanks, Jared.
See ya.
Channel 10 are wrapped.
Kim. More of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au.
An Australian maths teacher in the UK has been outed by his students as a secret Hollywood porn star. Ooh. Now, his stage name, it's an interesting stage name, mm-hmm. is Aaron Cage, and he makes films with San Francisco-based Cult Film Studios. Now, the students just, you're having a look now. We'll pop a picture up of Scott Sherwood. He is a big, buff, gruff-looking, gladiatorial man. Yeah,
he's a unit.
Muscles, big, thick neck. Like, it looks like he'd play rugby.
Yes, he does.
Right? And so his students just put Scott Sherwood into Google, as kids are inclined to do, and lo and behold, all these photos and videos started popping up. Now, some of his incredible work includes A Soldier's Goodbye, Bound Up Tight, and Naked Sword.
Mm, very good.
Also, I mean, we're being told his best film is Gruff Stuff. So that sounds
good. I just had a look at A Soldier's Goodbye, it was emotional. It was a tearjerker, and I tell you what,
jerking, right?
That plot twist I did not see coming, and neither did he.
One parent who did not wish to be named said, I picked up my 14-year-old who was giggling and said, my maths teacher is a porno actor. I couldn't believe my ears. I was furious. So then the kids were told Mr. Sherwood had to go home because he was ill. And then he has been suspended from duties. Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, 13, 10, 60, what'd you find out about your teacher?
Fantastic.
And I just want to state, I would not have a problem if this is what one of my kids' teachers did in their spare time. No. Why would I have a problem if this is something that they do in their spare time?
Yeah.
And they're really, if they're, all I care about is that the teacher's a good teacher.
Yeah.
That's all I care about. Like, if the teacher's, you know, taking naked selfies in the classroom to put up on their porn site, then I'd have a problem. Mm. But if they're turning up clothes to teach my kids every day and they're doing a bloody good job, you do what you want. Plus, I'll tell you right now, I have a 16-year-old daughter, and what 16-year-old boys think sex looks like, because all they do is watch porn.
Yeah,
and then they have this warped sense that, oh, that's what my first time's going to be, like a poor boy and no pubic hair and boobs up around her ears. Mm. He can actually set them straight. He'd be the perfect one to do sex ed.
Who, what? No, you're not going to chuck on gruff stuff.
No, he would instruct the class. He'd be like, guys, I know porn. I act in it. That's not what real life is. Stop watching it and comparing it to other girls.
I don't think that's the role of a maths teacher.
You know who does the sex ed at our school?
Who?
The science teacher, the nerdy science
guy. At least it's got some cold, hard facts.
Marcella said he's just there to put us off.
That's smart.
But I just think on 13, 10, 60, I know we've got Keith in Parramatta. Can we talk to Keith,
let's go to
please?
Keith.
Because Keith found out something about his teacher. Hello, Keith.
How you going? Yeah, years ago when I was in high school, my English teacher was a stripper on the weekends.
Yes. How'd you find out?
Well, a few of the girls thought that it was a bit weird, a teacher rocking up with designer belts and designer shoes every day, really slick hair with a bit of a mullet. So they did the same thing, put his name into Google and came up with this website of, male stripping.
He's just making a bit of cash on the side.
That's great.
Did anything happen to him, Keith?
No, he was still able to teach. He was actually a really good English teacher, really fancy with his writing, surprisingly. And, he was still able to teach.
See, Keith, do you reckon, and I accept that I'm probably the only one, that if they're a good teacher, that's all that matters?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, it's their personal life on the weekend. As long as they're doing the right thing while they're at school, I don't have a problem with it.
Good on you, Keith.
So, yeah.
How did they spot it? Was he the only teacher out there doing schoolyard duty in chaps?
I think so, yeah. Nice tight jeans, nice designer belt.
Don't go, Keith. Don't humour him. Don't humour him.
So please, can we have some sort of button when he tries to do a joke, please?
Oh, not that one.
Again, we don't come under Family Feud and tell you how to do your job. Okay? I don't go run around saying survey says.
He's happy with it, though.
13, 10, 60.
Good night, Australia. Oh. I'm out.
Good night, Australia.
Oh, he's pushed back off the desk. He's dropped his mic. What'd you find out about your teacher? We'll do this next.
We're talking about the Aussie teacher in the UK who was found out that he used to be a porn star.
Could still be doing it, apparently.
Ah.
Secret Hollywood porn star. Secret. His name's Scott Sherwood. His students Googled his name and a porn actor, Aaron Cage, appeared and it was the same guy.
Same bloke.
He's been suspended. We'll put a picture up of him. He's very handsome and masculine. I said that I didn't have a problem with it. And we've asked on 131060, what did you find out about your teacher? Mm. But then I realised it is, I've since working with Grant, realised that my opinion only represents about probably 1% of people.
It'd be more than that.
I don't have a problem with it. If my kid's teacher was a porn star in their private time, as long as it didn't infect, that was a poor choice of words.
Yeah, very bad.
As long as that didn't affect their teaching, jog on. I don't have a problem.
I think the first priority is the quality of the teaching, you're right. But you know what kids are like? Like, I'd be concerned that it would now be such a distraction that after this, no good schoolwork would ever get done, right? You know, kids wouldn't let this go. There'd be the sniggering and they'd be unfocused. It doesn't take much to lose control of kids in school.
See, he just represents everyone else, doesn't he?
No, you guys have a different opinion.
There's nothing wrong with that. It's healthy. Yeah, healthy but that's healthy right. Healthy debate.
Opinion. A freak.
Oh, no.
Am I weird? Guys, flat out, am I weird? No, just say it.
Quirky. I'll give you unique.
Unique.
Spirited.
Unique.
Just tell me, flat out.
No, you're unique.
Do I have weird things, thoughts?
I love your weird things.
Yeah, unique is the word. Because weird is, if you start saying you're weird, then this person's weird.
Because I've surrounded myself with like-minded people, right? And I'm in this utopia where it's fair.
It's a bubble.
Yeah. And that's not what everyone else is like, right? But people would have a problem with their teacher's kid being a porn star, right?
Yeah, I don't know. We'd have to ask. I genuinely don't know.
Okay.
Yeah. But Julie from Newtown, what did you find out about? Yeah, good. Oh, good.
Would you have a problem with your kid's teacher being a porn star?
I don't think I would.
Hello?
I don't think I would. As long as they can
hear me. Yeah, go.
Oh, I think I would. I think as long as they're a good teacher, then whatever.
Thanks, Jules. What did you find out about your teacher, though?
And I did woodwork, and I was the only girl. Anyway, so for our major work, we had.
Jules, are you on hands free? Oh, we've lost Jules.
No, we've lost Jules. What a great tease. Well, see if we can come back to Jules later on in the show.
Okay.
Oh, that's a shame. Okay, we're going to have to move on because entertainment is next.
I'm really sad now.
About Julie. She'll be back.
Everything.
No, here comes Jules. Jules, you're at woodwork and you had your major work and then?
Yeah, so then I've gotten the school camera, which he obviously took home and had, to take photos of everyone's work. And I was scrolling through and it was just a full frontal nude, hand on hip, swing on the hip, just like everything was out.
Showing his woodwork.
What did you do?
Well, I just went, and I threw the camera. And then obviously the guys picked the camera up. And then they started scrolling through it. And I was just like photo after photo. It was
amazing. And once you've gone one, you've got to keep going.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you cannot look away.
One with like the towel on the shoulder, and then the towel around the head.
What happened to him? What happened to the teacher? What happens after that?
Did you tell him?
Nothing. No, I just walked out. I was like, I can't do it. I can't. And then he was just really confused because everyone was just cacking themselves laughing. And then we all just ignored the fact that we saw it.
And then you can't, like, does it affect the relationship?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, it's amazing.
No, they got on with their days. Entertainment next.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye, when you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Times are tough for Drew Barrymore, apparently, because she's done a musical in making an ad for Crocs. Have a listen.
You don't have to grow a garden or bake the perfect cake. You don't have to be a super mom and always save the day. Just come as you are and do the things that you will do. Just get comfortable in your own shoes.
No.
No?
No. Crocs are a blot on humanity that should be wiped out in irrevocable circumstances. They asked Drew Barrymore why she did it.
I am so excited to be doing a musical with Crocs. When you're trying to express joy and freedom and ability to...
What she should have said, the reason I did this is because they backed a truck of cash up to my house and I took it.
Yeah.
I'm really angry with Drew for that. I'm going to judge her.
Take that through. You're out, mate.
Okay, moving on. Robin Thicke and Pharrell Williams, as you know, were sued by the estate of Marvin Gaye for Blurred Lines because his estate said they blatantly ripped it off. Mm-hmm. Have a listen. It's unfortunate that Robin Thicke's a creep, but that is such a nice song. US Federal Appeals Court has held up the copyright infringement ruling, which means they must pay $6.8 million in royalties to the estate of Marvin Gaye. Meghan Markle and Kate Middleton have emojis that are going to be released before the royal wedding. Oh, my God! There's a new range of royal-inspired emojis. I'm so excited. Is that good?
Can you show me them?
No, not yet.
Oh.
Now, the invitations for Harry and Meghan's wedding have gone out. Oh, my God, I'm so excited. 600 lucky guests will be checking the letterbox. The invites are beautiful. They're on crisp cream card with a gold embossed logo on the top.
Huge.
And they're handmade, every single one, all of them. 600 made by hand.
Wow.
And basically, we're expecting the Spice Girls, Elton John, and Prince Harry's exes, Cressida, Chelsea, and Ellie Goulding to be attending.
I think this is the church, though. Doesn't this is when the Queen gets the invite? So all the people, the heads of state of the Commonwealth, that's 50 people plus partners. So that's 106. So once you start doing that, there's not that many much room for other people.
No, they're saying they're all going. And then afterwards, 200 of their closest pals will kick on to old Charles's house.
Oh, Charles's joint.
To just get loose. Shots.
Malcolm Turnbull get to go.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's the head of a major Commonwealth state.
God.
They'll get to go.
It's a waste of an invite. I wish I could go. I would never step in on Lucy or love her. She's like, she is House of Cards and she's Robin. That's it.
Oh.
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks.
Ever. 8:15. My goodness. Time to try and give someone $10,000 on a Friday. Official game show host Grant Denyer. Who have you got for us this morning?
Emily from Denham Court. Good morning. You ready to play today, FM's
Good
Alpha
morning.
Bucks?
Good morning. Yes, I am. I'm very excited.
Well, let's see if we can make it a special Friday for you. You've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter H for Harry. Okay?
Yes.
For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice. The adjudicator's word is final. H is your letter. Here we go, Emily.
Thank you.
Name a nut.
Hazelnut.
A song.
A song, was it?
Yes.
Can we pass?
A type of sauce.
Hot sauce.
A shop.
H&M.
A language.
Hindu?
A Broadway musical.
Pass.
An Australian celebrity.
Pass.
A TV show?
I did so terrible.
No, it wasn't too bad. You came out pretty strong.
Nah, don't mollycoddle her.
No?
Emily's 22. She needs to be told the truth. You were rubbish, Emily, but your attitude was correct, and I'm here for you.
Oh, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much.
And honey, you get $300.
There you go.
That's better than nothing. Good for a Friday. Thank you so much, guys.
Oh, That's the spirit.
She's a bloody millennial and she's a bloody positive kid.
What a legend.
Yes.
Good effort. Are you going to get something else here? I'm going to give a $300 voucher to Mr. G's Steakhouse in Double Bay, the most authentic New York steakhouse. Book now. You get that as well, Emily.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much, guys. It's made my Friday. Thank you. I really appreciate
you.
See, you tell the truth, she'll learn, and now she gets steak.
Good on you, Emily.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
Big Mother is watching. Headline in the Telegraph today. Yeah. One in three prying parents admit...
Prying?
This is their words, not mine. Admit to using GPS tracking apps to keep tabs on their kids. People saying now that they would consider microchipping their children with tech implants.
100%. You microchip your dogs, guys.
Yeah,
it's your kids.
It's a dog.
Mate, where do I insert it? Get here, bend over and cough, whatever it takes. I want to know where my kids... I want to be able to pick up my phone and see my kids at all times.
Yeah.
I want to know where they are. I want everyone to be... I'd like a microchip for my husband. I'd like a microchip for my father. I want to know where everyone is at all times. And I want a little like Pac-Man app on my phone.
Okay.
Or just like Monty Burns watching Springfield. Just at any time.
Do you want one on
Can
you?
I have a camera? No. What? Do not microchip me.
Well,
how dare you?
Yeah, what's good for
how
the goose?
How dare you try to keep track of me? No one can box me and contain me. I've got secret missions to run.
Well,
Em, why are you here for 4 hours a day when you said that you're actually at the gym? Shut up.
But that's the problem. Grant Denyer, would you microchip your children?
No. You know, well, let them grow up and, you know, think for themselves. I think you've got phones now that you have the Find My iPhone app. You've got GPS watches that you can sort of see where people are in the event of emergency. People are saying that, like, let's get this in the event of kidnapping. But, like, how much does that really happen
all
in
the
Australia?
Time. Haven't you seen Taken?
Yeah. But not set in Australia.
He was very unlucky. Happened twice.
Oh, no.
I mean, if Holly Valance was microchipped, wouldn't happen.
There is cool things you can do, though, with the microchipping. Like, you don't worry about your car keys. You can, like, get, like, the tech put under your skin so you don't even need to lift your car keys ever again. Or you can unlock, you know, the swipe cards to get in the security doors at work or at your home or your apartment.
Yeah.
Just put it in your skin.
Mate, I love this. Can I send small electric shocks when they're about to do something stupid? How good is that? Like, you see your kids about to cross the road without looking. Mom!
Back of the neck. Anna from Glenmore Park. How old are your kids?
12 and 17.
And you want to microchip the crap out of them, don't you, Anna?
Yep, and I'd love to put a zapper in there so when they're out of bounds or doing something they're not supposed to, I can shock them into...
Yes.
Doing the right thing.
What is it you want to know about your kids? What do you think they're getting up to that you're worried about?
If they, well, look, the boy's like me, so Lord help me when he hits 16. The girl is a bit like her father. She's good, but I think she's got potential to be shady.
Right.
So,
100%.
You know.
Shady.
Yeah.
Very. Shady kids.
Shady
kids. Oh, no, Anna, look. I'll get you. I'll see you.
You do, don't you? I do, babe. I see you.
Thank you, Anna. Roberta, would you microchip the kids?
No, I would not.
Why not?
Come on, Bert.
Well, I think that's ridiculous. I love when you call me Bert. That's what they call me. But, you know, just like our kids today, they're independent. You know, what were you breeding? Like, really?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm like...
Oh, we've lost. No, Bert's phone. Bert, your phone sucks.
Bert, you're cutting out, but she reckons kids need independence. Why? What do you need to hide from me, dickhead? What's your big secret? Yeah, why can't I watch you all the time? What are you even doing?
Because it's weird and a weird obsession. Let them grow up. Let them make mistakes. Mistakes are the thing that just make you who you are. That's how you learn. You can't learn and grow without making mistakes.
Lauren from Homebush. Lauren.
Yes, hello.
Microchipping kids, yes or no?
Hell yes. Yes.
Yes, Lauren.
I remember what I got up to when I was a teenager and I have a 3-year-old and, yeah, where do I put it? I 100% would do it. If I can prevent some of the stuff I got up to, I am all for it.
Yeah, but you survived. You're still alive.
Barely.
If my mum and dad had a... If my mum and dad had a microchip under me when I went to the blue light discos, it'd just be up and down on one spot, humping under a stairwell.
Oh, God.
Okay, maybe I don't want it now.
See?
Heading into the weekend, Grant Denyer, I would imagine you'll be parked on the couch because it is Formula One, and as a race car driver, you love this weekend.
Dan Ricciardo. But there's also a bit of a memory that I kind of just remembered the other day. One of my favourite things about the Melbourne Grand Prix is about 2012 or 13 when Em Ruciano made her racing debut in front of hundreds of thousands of fans in Melbourne, and it was epic to say the least. Should we have a little listen to a pre-race interview?
Oh, great.
Yep.
Go for win or go for home. That's the rules. I'm going for a win. Top 10 would be nice. My father would still be disappointed, though.
I threw up on telly that year too because David Coulthard took me in a modified F1. 300 down the front straight, wow. Vomited.
It probably wasn't the best preparation for your race, though, because how would you describe it went?
I rode off a car, two cars, and a glamour model ran me into a fence, Jessica Gomes,
ran you into the wall.
Mate, our year was the last year for a reason. It was hectic.
There was some dirty racing going on out there.
Yeah, so we went and learned out at Scafie's track.
Well, let's have a listen to one of the moments where the commentators were even forced to mention about how many spare cars were left.
Well, we should point out they had two spare cars when they started this process of training and coming out to Albert Park. They no longer have a spare car. So there are no more cars to be changed over. So if anyone crashes, they're out of the race.
It was hectic.
No more cars.
Mate, I lost my mind. I love going fast.
Can we speak to your coach? Mark Scaife, V8 Supercars legend. Scafie!
Good morning.
Great to have you here, Guru. Do you remember teaching M in the celebrity race?
One of the scariest moments of my life, mate.
Shut up, Scafie. You loved it.
Unbelievable. Up the back straight at Sandown. Seriously, I've got fingerprints and I've got the panic bar. It was unbelievable.
Scafie was looking at me going, you might want to slow down. Oh, and then I had him in my ears. Like I had a headset on and they were yelling at me from wherever they were. Yeah. And he's like, Em, slow down. Take the apex.
How would you describe her style, mate, her approach to racing?
Well, you know how most girls sort of pride themselves on being able to multi-skill?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Well, this is not Em's go. It's not.
Shut up, Scafie. What do you know?
It's not her go. And one of the great things, she had the radio going. She's taking phone calls. She's got all the stuff, the IT stuff all going. She needed to focus hard.
Yeah, that sounds like her. All right. And Scafie, this was officially the last year of the celebrity race because they destroyed all the vehicles. You saw the race. This is a bone of contention. Em has always claimed that other people were racing worse than her, that she got ran off the road. She's already blamed poor old Gomes and other people are in the sights. In your professional opinion, thinking back to that race, whose fault were Em's crashes?
Well, 40,000 Mohicans all can't be wrong. So I think in the end, she might have been a little bit of a contributor, but she did, I have to be fair, Jessica Gomes did fire her off the road and fight her in the fence. And she definitely, in terms of reporting, we ran out of cars. I don't think I've ever been, we've been involved in car company stuff all our lives, we've never actually got to a point in a race where we run out of cars. We had no more cars there.
This is true. Do you remember that Wayne Cooper rode off a car?
Wayne Cooper?
At Scafie's track. Remember, like, at
practice?
Yeah, we lost a car at Sandown.
I was not happy, Em, was I? It wasn't a very smiley face on Em Scafie. I can give you the tip.
Oh, Scafie, walked up and marched Cooper off the track.
Get out of it, Wayne.
And he got put in a timeout. Chris Tarrant rode off the next
Tarrant
car.
For the
yeah, we all rode off a car pretty much. Mazda lost so much money on that race.
Scafie, that's great. Yeah.
Scafie, who are you tipping this weekend?
Well, I'd like to see Dan Ricciardo knock them off. It'd be fantastic. We're all obviously, you know, very, very supportive of him. And this weekend's a supercar championship race. So we've always wanted to, 22 years of going to the Grand Prix as a support race, but first time for a championship race. So,
which is great.
Great.
I'm really glad it's a proper.
That's so exciting.
It's really great. It really makes the whole weekend complete, I reckon, Scafie. It's a mixture of what we do well and what the world wants to see as well.
Totally agree. Hey, Grant, the other thing too, I know that you're a bit of a lover of my wife.
Yes.
And it's her birthday today, so don't make sure you ring her. And God, I'm not really worried about it, actually. I like it. As long as you pay some school fees, it's all fine.
I'll be sure to give the lovely Tony a bit of a buzz. She's a great human being, and I'm a little bit of ashamed that you've cottoned onto it.
Thanks, Scafie.
Thanks,
see you guys.
Have a great weekend, buddy. Keep up the good work.
Sadly, that's the end for Married at First Sight, and I know we're all worried about what Dean's going to do next. And the good news is that, yeah, MC Vision, because they're already on the Today Show, some other people are still begging for a partner, but Dean's moved on. Mm. Do you know Carpool Karaoke?
Yeah. Yeah, James Corden.
James Corden.
50 million hits a time or something like that. What he started to do is he started to put more and more people in it. It started with one and it ended up now with like a giant roster of people. Mm. Sam Smith and Fifth Harmony did it recently. Oh. Take it away, you guys. Turn it down. That's old hat.
They did it together?
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Times are tough.
Well, that's what Corbyn's doing now. He's getting like, it's like a minivan full of people.
Oh, like a mashup.
Yes. Dean's heard this, and he and I have had a chat. and MC Visions, you'll know him from this rap.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy. After last week on the couch, yo, I know you probably hate me, but you
Thank
gave
you.
Me your
this
shot.
Is the You're world so- premiere of, not Carpool Karaoke, this is Dean's skateboard sing-along.
Oh, I love this concept. Skateboard sing-along.
So this is Dean, MC Visions, featuring Dave Fusey Hughes, Shannon Knoll to start us off, the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull, and the hype man, the person sort of throwing it up and providing all of the, how do I say this, like, yeah, whoa, DJ Khaled, all that bit, is your very own Kitty Flanagan. This is a world premiere.
Okay.
Take it away.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drive me crazy.
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady, you drove me crazy. I know last week on the couch you probably hate me, but you gave me a shot. You're so hot, 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 hot.
It's Malcolm. Plus, your brain is next level. Come on, show me what you got. We tied the knot, at first sight, it's so tight. And where we get to talking, we stay up all night, yeah?
All night.
It's all right. We're going to make it through. We just had our first fight.
Fight.
Girl, I got your back if you got mine. It's going to be all right.
Oh, Dean. God, this is awful.
Amazing.
Have a nice weekend, everybody.
Bye, guys.
See ya.
This podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed has been waiting for you to enjoy whenever you're ready. Just like the new Slender Blend Up from Boost Juice. Lighten the load. With less than 225 calories and 20 grams of protein, they're at Boost Juice now.